One. You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the TV talk show formula where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. You're listening on the IBGR network. This is episode 14, and today we're talking about the real power of the hero's journey. Welcome to the show. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert, and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan O'Segara. You got me laughing. TV producer and international TV talk show host. My TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are your hosts for the 13-week journey. Remember, you can easily follow the plan at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you want direct live support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info.
Info.
Very excited. We're excited about all these episodes, but I think we're very excited about this one.
Yeah, Hero's Journey is one of my all-time favorites, Joseph Campbell, where he says a hero is someone who has given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. And when we're getting behind any microphone, isn't that what we're doing? Giving ourselves to something bigger than ourselves?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, for who we are and those who are following us here as heart-centered, heart-forward business owners, I think we're really... This is why we use that term, right? Heart-centered, right? Because we believe that what we're doing is bigger than us and it's in the service of others to help them, you know, have some kind of transformation in their life. So, yeah. And I think that's also why the hero's journey formula, I guess, is so powerful because it's all about that transformation, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we want to share with other people.
Yeah. And what I found interesting is that there are elements to the storytelling of the hero's journey, that it follows a format, and you can become a person worth watching when you master those elements of the hero's journey storytelling format. And it, cause it captivates your audience with every word. It draws you like thousands of years around the campfire and stories. That's how humans, before there was a written word, there was storytelling.
Yeah. Yeah. Ancient. It's in our DNA. There's actually studies about this.
Really?
we're like programmed to learn through storytelling now. Mm. And Joseph Campbell, you know, of course, wrote lots of books about this and beyond the hero's journey, but also about the power of myth, and mm-hmm. which is the storytelling, right? So we're inclined. And so when you know how to use this method, which we're going to show you right now, it will make you a person worth watching. You're going to stand out from the people who aren't using this format. So, and that's what we want for you. We want you to be awesome.
Yeah. And you know, Declan, when I first started in the business and people said, well, what's your story? I didn't know what my story was.
Yeah.
No, I was like, well, and I'm thinking, okay, well, there was that, but who would want to hear that? And then there's this other one, but that's kind of boring. And what, you know, this is not really anything magical. And I'm going through this, my life, because I was told at the time to put it out on a timeline, draw a straight
yes.
line, and then timeline
yes.
your major events in your life. And yes. I couldn't think of anything really worth talking about.
Right.
And then I did, you know, I started doing this little things about framing little things that I was doing in my life. And so the format, for those of you that aren't familiar with it, it's, there's a call to adventure. There's challenges and trials. There's transformation and rebirth, and there's the return home. And the hero usually doesn't see themselves as a hero in any way, but they accept the call and start the journey anyway. I always laugh because my thing is microphones. I've been a performing musician professionally for over 20 years. And when I completed that, I did a coaching course and they made us do a vision board. And I really wasn't on board with vision boards, but I said, okay, I want to get a good grade. So I did it. And when I finished the vision board, I saw I saw at the top these microphones, and I said, "Huh, I'm gonna do a podcast," but that seemed too scary. So, but I had known that microphones were about it, so I accepted the call in the terms of the hero's journey,
right?
And I started getting behind microphones. I went to a radio station. I met the general manager because we did a radio show. I said, "Oh, I'm gonna be a radio show host." And that was true for a while, and then they closed the station, and I said, "Oh, I'm gonna own a radio station. I'm gonna put people on the air from around the world." And you know, that anybody that hears me laugh at the beginning of each episode, that I'm laughing because it's part of my story. I was raised to be seen and not heard. And so the microphone was a big piece to amplifying voices and messages and getting people heard. And I still giggle every time that this is what the universe has thrown at me. And yeah, microphones still don't work for me more times than not. They I don't know why. But you know, I said no to the microphone. I didn't know how to do a podcast. I was going to do Facebook Lives, and you know, that kind of fizzled out. And then step by step, we take our challenges and our trials. And
yeah, now, and now look at you.
I know.
Global, you know, podcasts, thousands, mm-hmm. thousands and thousands of podcasts, and running a radio, you know, an international radio show, right? Mm-hmm. And it really hasn't been that many years since
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah. And you know, the funny thing with that too is like, okay, it's a radio station with my business partner. And then I said, "Oh, look, you can record as they go." So, now it's a podcast. And now I get into the podcasting space. And after 14,000 episodes, I start to see patterns. Right. And Influencers Formula is born. TV Talk Show Formula together. Now, you know, you get on the air behind a microphone. Well, why aren't you being seen? So here you and I are now taking it to that next. And I always, and I think, okay, I've arrived. And I know the universe is laughing. because we return home, we share, and then we start the journey again at the next level.
Yeah. Well, in a way too, that we're doing this on video now and really bringing this into what you do, that's like another level of the microphones, right? But now there's now there's the cameras, right? And we don't have time to go into my story, but it's a similar story, and we have a similar vision. And what I want to say about all of that is, you took the leap, you said yes, you didn't know how, the way showed up, right? And now you're showing others the way, right? Mm-hmm. This is right. And this is, you know, what we're here for, all of our viewers, is to show you this way so that you can share your transformations with people through your hero's journey, and get that message out. And I think we have to ask you now a little invitation to make sure to subscribe to the show at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you want support from us, on your TV talk show, then contact us today at the tvtalkshowformula.info.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, thanks for that. Because, you know, a little bit more into this hero's journey, you're the everyday hero. It may not seem big, but if you have had to overcome something along the way, there's a hero's journey story in there.
Right. And that's what you were touching on earlier is, a lot of times in my experience too, in working with clients, they're not sure that there's anything interesting to share, that they're, that we forget what, you know, we're humans. And so therefore we go through things and we forget that, you know, we've triumphed over some, you know, tragedy might sound, you know, harsh. Sometimes it is a tragedy, but there's levels of that. Right. Mm-hmm. But there's things that we transform and then we forget because we moved on. But the work that we're doing in the world is oftentimes, especially for our viewers, I'm sure, it's oftentimes a result of what we have triumphed over in the past, because now we want to bring others into that same experience.
and sometimes it's just getting over the bird poop. Yep, went there.
That's going to be a cliffhanger to get you to come to the next episodes, where in one of them, I will, I'm sure, share the bird poop story in full detail.
For right now, though, we want you to choose your favorite story, whether it's a movie, a book, a TV series, just a story that you like, and identify the four broad elements of the hero's journey. You just want to pay special attention to the main hero. Like, think Luke Skywalker, Yoda, yes. Darth Vader. Luke Skywalker is the hero, obviously. Yoda is the mentor, which usually shows up. There's a mentor of some sort.
Yeah.
Darth Vader is the villain, is the abyss, right. is the dragon that we need to, you know, it's usually something within ourselves that we need to overcome. Just notice, just pick out those main elements in one. And then what action?
Yeah, well, I just want to say just a bit more about
I was trying to let you off the hook.
I'm not going to tell the bird poop story this time.
Okay.
But I'm going to use that in a different, it's going to come. But when you think about pretty much, I was thinking about this before we did the show today, at least in Western society, as far as I know, almost every movie, every book, every TV show is based on the hero's journey, right? Mm-hmm. There's tension that gets created, and then there's drama, there's slaying of dragons of some mm-hmm. sort, and
then there's
the turnaround, and then there's someone usually comes out victorious in the end, right? And so for you, we invite you to think about what movie you love or the book that you love, and now knowing this a little bit more clearly, the hero journey concept, see how, here's what I wanted to add. There's a reason why you resonate with a certain movie, right? Like for me, with Luke Skywalker, very specifically, as a little boy seeing that in the 70s, I was like, I don't know why, but I wanted to be Luke Skywalker, and I felt repressed like he was in the movie, right? Mm-hmm. So you'll see similarities for your own stories. So here's what we want you to do. We want you to practice telling your hero's journey and create your own 3-minute video retelling your favorite story, like I was starting to with Luke Skywalker, right? But in your own words, and we would want you to be sure to include all four elements of the story. So just this video for yourself, telling a short story about your favorite hero's journey example.
Yeah, perfect. And be sure to include those four elements, because they're important, setting you up for the next episode. We're going to wrap this one up here. Episode 14, The Real Power of the Hero's Journey on the IBJR Network. I'm Donna Cundy.
I am Declan O'Segara.
We'll be right back with another episode. Don't go anywhere.